In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Alleluia. Christ is risen. Today, we are gathered here to give thanks to God for Esther Peters, for the life that she lived, and for the life that the Son of God lived for her. On October 14th, 1923, God granted Esther the new birth from above in the waters of holy baptism at the font at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Seymour, Indiana. There in those waters, God claimed Esther to be his own dear child, joining her to the death and resurrection of her Lord Jesus Christ. And in so doing, he gave Esther the sure and certain hope of eternal life through him. Then later, on October 10th, 1938, Esther confessed the Christian faith, that faith that God had delivered to her in the font when she made her confirmation vows at Emmanuel's altar. There, Christ joined himself to the bread and the wine and the sacrament of the altar in order to give Esther the forgiveness of sins, life and salvation that are found in him. And at that same altar, she married Herschel on May 28, 1949. Esther lived her life from the font and the altar of our Lord Jesus Christ. But Esther also lived a life from the home to the workplace. In addition to working for 5 years at Seymour Manufacturing, Esther worked for just shy of 61 years at Marion K. Spices, from when she retired in February of 2012. You can see a nice Marion K. bouquet on your way out. Doing the math, then, Esther worked at Marion K. until she was 88 years old. That's a pretty astonishing thing to think about, especially when you consider that our average retirement age here in the state of Indiana is somewhere in the middle 60s. Esther just kept right on going. I even learned that her house and her car still smelled like the spices that she worked with for so many years. Now that is the Esther Peters that all of you know and loved. And today, we give thanks for Esther and for the hard work and life of determination that she led. But my experience with Esther was quite a bit different than that. She never remembered who I was. She always asked me if I was the minister out at Valonia. But she was always glad to see me, and she thanked me for coming every single time I did. She always had a smile and a hug for my young 3-year-old son, who would often come and do shut-in visits with me. But beyond that, I never really saw her move very far from her chair. The majority of the times that I would see her, she was spending her afternoons resting in her recliner at Hoosier Christian Village in Brownstown. Sometimes she would come out to the Wednesday services that I conducted once a month at the home, but towards the end, that became a more rare occurrence than her coming. When I would ask her what her prayer requests were before I would leave, she often told me that she wanted to go and be with Jesus. I know that she missed Herschel, but I also know that she was tired. And after all that time working, who could blame her? I was also struck by the quiet confidence of her faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Esther was always so joyful to hear the Lord's word from me and to receive Jesus' body and blood in the sacrament. As I said before, she always thanked me for coming, but she also thanked me several times throughout our little devotions together. She would thank me for absolving her sins. She thanked me when I communed her. She thanked me when I would pronounce the benediction to her. And while these little thank yous are not spread throughout our liturgy, they always made me smile. Esther wasn't thanking me for doing my job, but she was giving thanks to God for the gifts that he gave to her. She was giving thanks for the gospel, that good news that Christ Jesus had taken her sins and sorrows upon himself. She knew that all the work for her salvation was already complete in the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. She rejoiced and gave thanks to God for the salvation that he had freely given to her through his Son. And this is one of the reasons why I was so joyful to be able to pronounce and preach this funeral sermon for Esther today. I give thanks to God for this opportunity because I have the honor to set before you the same hope that Esther had. Earlier, when I said that Esther confessed the faith that God had given her in holy baptism, that also included receiving a confirmation verse. As many of you are aware, these verses are assigned by the pastor who teaches the small catechism, that wonderful little distillation of the Christian faith to our young. When Esther was confirmed, the verse that she was assigned, which she also memorized, by the way, was part of today's epistle lesson from Romans chapter 1. And that verse says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." Esther's confidence was in the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ's life, death, and resurrection to save her from sin and death. This is the power that the gospel has, the power to destroy sin and death forever and to give eternal life and salvation to all who believe in the Son of God. The power of the gospel is the power that Jesus exercises when he will come on the last day to raise this body from the dead, free from all burdens of sin and illness and age, to be made perfect as his glorious body is perfect. You see, Esther knew that it wasn't her many years of work that saved her, but it was the work that Jesus Christ had done for her. He took on her flesh and died her death in order that she might live forevermore. He took on her sins in the waters of holy baptism. He forgave her sins in order that she might have that confidence before God that leads to everlasting life. He fed her the very bread of life, his very body and blood from his altar. And through these things, Christ Jesus stirred up his mighty power to guard her against the powers of sin, death, and hell itself. And it was upon this Christ, this eternal Son of God, that Esther's hope was built. And it is in that confidence that she now rests from her labors in the arms of her Lord Jesus Christ. And so now, as we bid farewell to Esther today, let us do so in the same boldness and confidence in which she lived in this mortal life. We cannot save ourselves from death any more than Esther can resurrect herself from the dead today. This is the unfortunate reality of sin. However, we, like Esther, can find in the gospel the power of salvation in Jesus Christ for all who believe in him. And he began this good work in Esther, and he will certainly bring it to completion in the day of the resurrection of all flesh, including our dear Esther. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding,
Keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.